Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seems like it's 7 after the hour again here on the DJV program. Let's take a chance, shall we? Let's think about things in a different context. Nothing good comes without taking a little bit of risk here and there. Look at all the gains that we've had in society if people hadn't risked. I mean, sometimes different things come out of what you know, how many different, I don't want to use drugs as an example, but foods, different products that have come from somebody starting to look at trying to get to this position, and instead they get over here. I think plastic came that way, didn't it? Isn't there, not that we all think that plastic is that, it's helped us a lot, but we're looking for other ways to care for food and foodstuffs. But I think that was a mistake. And there are a lot of things that have happened that have been developed. And thoughts perhaps are the same. You come up with a thought, and maybe you talk it through, you work it through, and you come up with a different thought. And that's hopefully what we get here. Sometimes certain ideas don't work out. Sometimes they do. I know I learn a lot from listening to the two ladies here on the program, and I hope they learn from me. We all have different points of view. We take a chance every day going on the air and saying what we speak, especially in this time, in this age, in this era of people not wanting to hear from another point of view. So I congratulate all those of you who are stalwart enough to stick around and listen to what actually it is that we're thinking and not block us out because you hear something that maybe doesn't agree with what you're thinking, what you think is right. Having said that, a lot of conversation about the, what have we decided now? We call it the Chinese government virus and the way that, I guess there are a couple of different updates, Jennifer, that we can pursue because there are new things developing every day when it comes to the virus.
Yeah, well, there was a little bit of good news, and it happened this week, and that was when Dr. Fauci and others from the medical community, Robert Redfield and others from, he's with the CDC, all testified before a House Committee on Energy, which is kind of weird that they were testifying there about the progress, the administration's response to coronavirus, and what could have been better, what is coming ahead, and certainly Dr. Fauci indicated that the next 2 weeks are pretty critical. Because we are still very much a part of wave one of the coronavirus. This isn't the second wave yet, at least according to these medical professionals who've been monitoring it. But he did say that it's not just blowing optimistic smoke, that they are very close to a vaccine. There are several tests already underway, and he expects that a vaccine, at least in its preliminary form, will be available before the end of the year. And that's pretty remarkable because typically it takes years and years and years for a vaccine to be developed. So that's good news because I've talked to a lot of people in my social circles. I mean, I'm going out there. I'm being as personally responsible as I can. But there are a lot of people who say that they will not get back to normal. They will not go out until there is a vaccine or a better treatment. So I think that's really for our recovery as a country, it's such a huge component of that. But there are some related stories, too, that I thought were just sort of interesting. And I guess they're maybe victims of the coronavirus. The first is a survey of drivers in the United Kingdom. And this survey found that one-fifth of those drivers returning to the road now after lockdown conditions are starting to lift have actually forgotten how to drive. The Sun reports this. That over a quarter of drivers in the United Kingdom have stalled their vehicles, one in five have scraped their wheels on the curb or neglected to use their turn signal. Of the 2,000 respondents in the survey, which was done by the car company Hyundai, they said that they had forgotten things like turning on the ignition, which side their gas cap is on, and even what all the pedals do.
Good
so
heavens.
The top 10 mistakes that drivers are making after being on lockdown. And Victoria, I think this is true for you. You weren't really getting out there and driving very much. I mean, I had to drive every day, so this wasn't necessarily for me, but
I did
when you're staying home.
Yeah, I felt a little of this. You know, the first time I drove, I was like, oh, did I forget how to drive?
Really?
What do I
do?
I remember saying that to myself.
Wow.
So here are the most common mistakes. People not putting their seatbelt on, not shutting the door properly, forgetting how to turn the ignition on, forgetting where the gas cap was, not checking their mirrors. Some of them had to carefully think about what each pedal does, scraped wheels on the curb, forgot to put their turn signal on, struggled to parallel park, that's just me every day, and stalled. So those are...
Well, the stalling part is because most people drive stick shift in England,
manual,
so that's the stalling part. So that makes sense, because if you haven't done that in a long time, then, that can be a little clunky getting back into it. But, I feel like I was a little... I was probably overly sensitive to making sure I was looking around and checking my mirrors really vigilantly, because
that's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but it kind of made me feel. Jen's totally right. I didn't drive for, I don't know, maybe close to a month, and that was just a long time to not be behind the wheel. Thank God I didn't try to parallel park.
You know, you go on vacation and you take advantage of mass transit and you don't drive, and then all of a sudden you get back home and you're like, whoa, wait a second, how do I drive?
It's so foreign. Everybody has a different experience. I've been driving since I was 9 years old, and to me, sliding into the seat of my car, my truck, or tractor, or something just seems like like riding a bike or learning how to swim. You know how those things, once you learn them, you never forget them? It's foreign to me, but cars are not as important, or moving vehicles are not as important to many people's lives as they are to mine. So it's all how you kind of experience it. But I hear those stories, and I'm sort of chuckling to myself. But then remembering the first time I ever drove in England, which was 1971, how I went around the roundabouts the wrong way a couple of times before, wait a minute, I got to be on this side of the road. Yes.
That happens. Last year alone, there were so many families, and most of them were American, who were killed in Ireland for going the wrong way on the road. It's something,
it's hard to get used to.
Lewis and I were in Ireland a couple of years ago, that was the first time that I had ever driven myself, because normally just family drove us around. So we rented a car, and that was me doing that for the first time, and I was a little scared. Yeah. But you do pick up on it pretty quickly, but you could easily see how someone can get onto
a major motorway
going the wrong way.
Yeah. So my Ireland story, and then there's one more piece of this coronavirus story. I went to Ireland, I think it was in 2015, and I took my grandparents and my mom, and so I was the one who was driving. And the very first day, we had a long flight. We didn't really sleep. The first day, it was like, trying to figure it out and navigate. And we were actually in Dublin at that point. We were not in the countryside. It was just irritating. And the car kept going, auga, auga. And we couldn't figure out why the car was making this noise. Well, it turns out, like on day five, we figured out that every time somebody had set the navigation, anytime you went by a church or a school, the thing would go off. And that's all Ireland is churches and schools. But in any case, getting out the first day, it was rough. But then you kind of, figure it out. By day two or three, I was driving on one of the country roads in Ireland. I'm like, I got this. Think about how far you've come. I'm thinking this inside my head. Literally out of nowhere, a cat, and I'm going, 100, a cat comes out. Nowhere, and I ran over.
Yeah, you're driving.
Just as I was celebrating what a great driver I was.
Yeah. You were murdered in another country.
My mom said it was suicidal, though, so it's okay. But it took a long time. When I came back to the country, it took a long time to get used to driving like an American again. All right, so the other victim, I suppose, of the coronavirus, we talk a lot about the shortages. Remember, it was the toilet paper and the paper towels, the hand sanitizer. All of that seems to be getting back to normal now in the grocery store. But there's another shortage, and that's pocket change, apparently. Banks around the United States say they're running low on nickels, dimes, quarters, and pennies. And the Federal Reserve, which supplies those banks, has been forced to ration scarce supplies. They said it was a pretty big surprise. Nobody was expecting it. I guess the bank typically dispenses 400 to 500 rolls of pennies each week. But under that rationing order, the allotment was cut down to 100 rolls because they're the same cutbacks on nickels, dimes, and quarters. So I guess people are not out there using their money in a retail environment as much. And so there's now this shortage of coins.
Because we were told not to use any change or cash. Just use a card for everything. Apple Pay or whatever.
Oh, because you don't want to touch it. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
One other COVID Chinese government virus story. Go to Germany. They're, I guess part of Germany is back under lockdown because of the next outbreak. This goes right to a meatpacking plant. Hello. How much of that conversation do we still need to have? Apparently a lot of it. Officials in North Rhine, Westphalia, announcing that the entire district is going to be locked down until the end of the month. 360,000 people live in this district. Under the new restriction, schools, non-essential businesses, all completely shut down. Restaurants allowed to serve take-out food. Gatherings of more than two are banned, except if you're in a family group, people who live together. 7,000 people who work at this meatpacking facility are going to be self-quarantining. 1,500 of them tested positive for the virus. Why do some people use Facebook just to start a war of words? We had that discussion on the program, and it's now shown up as our clip of the day. Anger on social media. You can get that at djvshow.com just to get our take on it, if you will. And you can listen to the whole program every day, all day. It's available for you. You don't listen when we're actually doing it live. Listen to it when it's convenient for you at djvshow.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
This is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm not of a mind to tell you that I recognize all of these various female singers, and maybe the male singers today, because they sound a lot alike, only to me, maybe not the discerned ear. Like, can you always tell when Taylor Swift is singing, ladies?
This is
Yeah.
But I can't not hear the song and not think about the goat. Every time I hear the song, I always think about the goat.
About the what?
You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
This is the video.
The goat thing, too. There was a viral video that went around when the song came out. And when she says trouble, when you walk, like breaks, there's a goat that makes this awful sound that these people online. Yeah. It's just
okay.
Funny. Hard okay. to explain. You have to see
Take
it,
your word
but
for
I
you.
Always think about the goat when I hear the song.
Gotta be there. Pride Live announcing the lineup for a special Stonewall Day streaming event airing this Friday from 12:45 p.m. to 3 o'clock Eastern on Logo's Facebook and YouTube pages. Guests will be Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, Cynthia Erivo, Kesha, Katy Perry, George Takei, Donatella Versace, Chelsea Clinton. That's an interesting lineup of people, isn't it? Huh?
It is.
In addition to celebrating the anniversary of the historic Stonewall riots of 1969. The event also falls on the fifth anniversary of the historic Supreme Court ruling in Obergefell versus Hodges for marriage equality. I've got to take that for a gay wedding. Was the gay wedding day in the Supreme Court. Is that right?
The Marriage Equality Act. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Proceeds from the Stonewall Day stream will go toward LGBTQ organizations most affected by the virus, according to the organizers. Nearly all in-person Pride events for June 2020, including New York's annual Pride Parade to commemorate the Stonewall riots, have been canceled. On the 25th, the day before the Pride event, Posse, is it Posse? Posse?
Pose.
Pose. I don't know. Pose is a group.
It's a show
yes.
on TV. It's a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Billy Porter. We've talked about him before. He's the star of Pose.
Okay. And he and MJ Rodriguez will participate in She's a Riot, which is a three-hour virtual march and rally in support of the Marsha P. Johnson Institute and the LGBTQ People of Color movement. All right. Some of that stuff I'm familiar with, some not, so I learned a little bit there myself. 25, almost 26 after the hour of the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, you and me now in our musical section of this hour, focused on some things going on in our country as we get closer to the 4th of July, Independence Day, even though some of them being canceled or slimmed down. iHeart is going into the homes of several country performers for a new television special. The iHeart Country 4th of July Barbecue airs on Friday a week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the CW Network. Performances by Kane Brown, Laura Elena, Old Dominion, hosted by Bobby Bones, who is an iHeart radio personality. The special features each of the artists that I just mentioned performing some of their hits in their own backyard. An interesting idea. In addition to airing as a television broadcast, the program will stream as an audio broadcast on a lot of the iHeart Country radio stations around the country and then replay through the 4th of July holiday weekend. In normal years, Nashville hosts one of the nation's largest Independence Day events. It's a big block party that routinely draws thousands to downtown for music, big fireworks display. Lauren Elena wrapped up her sporting gig on Blake Shelton's Heroes and Friends tour a bit early, and her Getting Good EP was released in March. And then, let's see here, Kane Brown released the song Worldwide Beautiful, urging unity and togetherness in response to all the protesting. 28 past the hour.
If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Disney has announced that it's postponing its mid-July reopening of their Southern California theme parks as the coronavirus flares up again in that state. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Just in the last few days, those numbers have increased some 69% to 7,149 individuals, over 7,000 individuals, a record number here in the state of California that have tested positive for COVID-19.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut said that visitors from 8 states would have to quarantine for 14 days. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
If you are violating the quarantine, you can be subject to a judicial order and mandatory quarantine. You could have to pay the costs of quarantine. There are also fines.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
North Korea has abruptly changed its course, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
After weeks of ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has taken a step back with a Wednesday announcement in state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off his military plans against South Korea. At a meeting that was chaired by Kim, the report says military officials, quote, took stock of the prevailing situation, suspending the military action plans against the South. Mention of the North Korean leader's appearance at an official meeting was the first in almost 2 weeks, marking the first time that he has publicly weighed in on that brewing conflict with South Korea, as his sister Kim Yo-jong had been the public face of the North Korean bellicose turn towards its southern neighbor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The monstrous size of the Sahara dust cloud has made meteorologists' heads turn. It stretches from Africa all the way to the Gulf Coast. The leading edge of the Saharan air layer dust plume has invaded the Gulf of Mexico. Satellite imagery shows two areas of concentration with dust stretching from continent to continent. The bulk of the first cloud has reached Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, not just clouding the sky, but turning it a milky white. Visibility at the airport on St. Croix in the Virgin Islands dropped to 3 miles and was limited to 5 miles in San Juan, Puerto Rico. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tis 34 after the hour. The talkers here on the DJV program are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and me, Doug Steffen. This is one of the largest radio programs around the country that gets daily attention. So thanks to those who are here that want to hear, if you know what I mean. Hear, 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 hear. Attention, please. Kmart shoppers, Gilbert Gottfried. Is he shopping at Walmart? Where is, or Kmart? Where is Gilbert Gottfried shop, do you suppose?
I do not know where he is, but I know what happened when he tried to have a Zoom bat mitzvah for his daughter.
It's a bat mitzvah for the girls, right?
Yes, bat mitzvah. So his daughter turned 13, and in the Jewish faith, that's when you have your bat mitzvah. And yep. So they had to do it all on Zoom. You know, we've literally been to a Zoom wedding, we've been to a Zoom funeral, we've been to all kinds of different Zoom comedy show. We've been all kinds of Zooms, and a lot of people have too. So he decided to have a Zoom bat mitzvah for his daughter so that she wouldn't miss out on the entire experience. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you've ever been to a bar bat mitzvah, it's a massive event. And so apparently
it's tough on the 13-year-old kid, all the things you have to learn.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the toughest things about being Jewish at that age, wow, that's a lot of work.
You get good presents, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Presents, yeah.
Yep. So what happened was on this Zoom call, and we've all had Zoom call incidents, I think, where someone doesn't really properly know how to use Zoom, There was a 70-year-old guest who accidentally exposed herself while on the Zoom call. She was not familiar. She was not familiar with how to work Zoom. She had just left her pool, so she was still in her bathing suit. She decided to get naked and take a shower in the middle of the bat mitzvah. The whole thing was on camera. And
really?
So, So the whole, she couldn't figure out how to, so here's the thing. She couldn't figure out how to get the sound to work, so she couldn't hear anyone trying to tell her that she was naked and on camera. So she didn't realize that everyone could see her get undressed, walk around her bathroom, take a shower, and even answer the phone with apparently a very close-up shot. So this 70-year-old woman, apparently after she saw everyone kind of waving hands at her, she figured out that she had been busted. And so comedian Richard Belzer, most famously known for his roles on his role on Law and Order and the various spin-offs, he was on the Zoom call as well, and he chatted to someone else on the call, OMG, did you see that? There's a nude woman walking around topless. And then he said, let's just all take our tops off, and maybe we'll make her feel a little more comfortable. So apparently they finally tried to call the woman in a panic. She finally answered the phone, and they said, 70 people are watching you on Zoom walk around naked right now. Now, this woman apparently took it all in stride.
Good.
She. What else can you do? She goes, hey, that's just how I roll. So, mazel tov. unfortunately for Gilbert Gottfried's
daughter.
Gotta
be comfortable in your own skin.
I guess.
As it were.
Yeah, so
yes.
Unfortunately for his daughter, her pretty much the entire bat mitzvah was ruined by the naked lady, but, you know.
Yeah, pay attention to that.
Yeah,
all right,
so
well,
just
and
make
at that
sure
age, kids get very dramatic, too.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yep.
So just make sure.
Listen to you. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yep. Well, just make sure, you know, if you're on Zoom, you know, just make sure you know how to use it before you
use
take
it.
A shower.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. I'll drink to that, Victoria.
Yes, and it's in some good drinking news. Who doesn't need more drinking news in quarantine? The Guinness, famous for their pints of Guinness, the beer. It's a stout. They have launched a new global program called Raising the Bar, and they are going to use $100 million to help pubs around the country, around the world, recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. They are talking about long-term packages for all kinds of pubs and different bars. They're going to New York, London, Edinburgh, Dublin, Belfast, Mexico City, Sao Paulo, Shanghai, Mumbai, and Sydney, and there are a whole bunch of other ones that they're adding onto it. So they're going to, essentially, as we know, the bar industry, restaurants were still able to do takeout, but bars have all been closed. And so depending on where you are, bars were completely shut down. They still are in New York, New Jersey, California, I would imagine, too. Florida kind of going back and forth with it. So this is their new United. They're working with the United Nations International Labor Organization, and they are their forecast to spend $436 million once they get to the end of this hospitality sector bailout. But they're trying to provide jobs and offset the loss of jobs for all the millions of bartenders and servers who work in bars. And it's been really tough for that whole sector.
So I was misinformed on Monday. There was in Reading, which is a town that I'm very familiar with in England, and Wokingham, which is nearby as well, Kidlington, the area where Uri Geller used to live, and I used to have a place there as well. There was a stabbing, and I thought it was in a pub, but apparently it wasn't, Victoria. A couple of people were stabbed. It was just a plain old terror attack. But has anybody figured out what the reason for that? The suspect was from Libya, apparently, and the intelligence people in England have been watching this guy. He went after some people in a park, but at first I thought it was a pub, but the pubs are all still closed, right? Or can you eat and drink outside there the way we can here?
I don't know about England. Pubs are not opening in Ireland until the end of August, I think at the earliest. So I'm not sure what the deal is in England. I would assume it's probably similar now to Ireland. I know they were late to lock it down, but
yeah,
I didn't hear that it was in a pub. I thought it was outside.
I think you're right. At first I thought it was a pub, but then it seems to have been outside. Okay, and more drinking news. No free Slurpees. on 7-Eleven Day because of the virus. 7-Eleven is still celebrating its birthday, though on July 11th, it's true they've canceled the free Slurpee celebration. God, that ruins the whole week. Company says it wants to keep customers and workers safe, and because the promotion usually draws big crowds to its stores, they want to keep people safe. Also, saves them a lot of money. They have to give out all those free Slurpees, right? A million. They're going to donate, though. They're going to donate money to Feeding America, which is our cause here as well. 7-Eleven customers can still get their hands on a free Slurpee, though. 1st of July, 7 Rewards loyalty app members are going to get their free medium Slurpee coupon. Offer is redeemable for the entire month. Those skipping the stores can now use the 7Now delivery app. What, you get a free Slurpee delivered to your house?
I knew 7-Eleven was delivering certain things, but I didn't know that they were delivering Slurpees. Yeah.
Good God. Hunger. Huh?
How did they
people get milkshakes delivered?
You have to hurry because you don't want them to melt.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just sugar water.
Exactly. Well, we have people using Grubhub and what's the other one begins with a D on the farm
DoorDash?
Getting ice cream? DoorDash. Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, yeah. The I want to put my farmer hat on here for a moment. For those of you who have gardens, beware. Of course, we have lots of bugs and stuff around. We're talking about how the viruses are taking over the world. There's a new family of what they call army worms that have grown by 10% this year, very active. So if you're in a gardening mode, you got corn growing, leafy vegetables, spinach, anything like that, look out for army worms because they create, they're just making a mess out of the corn in big quantities and small quantities. They're all over alfalfa fields as well. They eat the leaves. And there's, again, this is stuff that comes, as much as Monsanto wants to tell you that it's not their fault, what Monsanto has created in Roundup and others are the natural, the pesticides that they use kill off the natural enemy of the army worm. I don't know what it is, but there's something that eats the army worm that doesn't eat the plants. And so Monsanto has created something that kills the bug that eats the other bug. So if I'm looking at a report from an agronomist in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, says he's seen fields with up to 40% damage. That's really difficult. That's tough stuff on farmers, especially depending on what you're using the corn for or whatever it is.
These farmers don't have it hard enough right now.
I know it. Jeez. They grow to a half inch in length. And again, in wheat fields, they feed on leaves and then they eat the head, which is what the only value of the wheat is the head, so they clip that off. They hide in plants. In corn, you see, especially on fields that have no till, which I've never liked. I always want to turn the fields over to replant stuff. But one quick note about what's happening to the malls. Have you seen this? I've seen it. There are three or four malls in my area that are going to convert huge areas. You know, they've had a lot of cancellations. JCPenney's has closed. Sears has closed in this particular mall. So they're going to put the two that footage together, and they're going to create a big gaming center. You know, these play areas where families go. They're huge complexes that are being built, sometimes as standalones. Have you seen any of those in your area, either, lady? Yeah.
There's a massive one that's being built right now in East Rutherford, New Jersey, which is just outside of New York City where Giant Stadium is.
Yeah.
And it's so huge.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what it was at first, and then I had to look it up because we drove by it before the quarantine happened. And it's going to have, like, indoor, indoor parachuting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just there's an indoor water park, I think, for surfing.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy how big it is. But
I think they started the idea at the Mall of America in Minneapolis.
I think so, yeah.
And now they're just spreading because they got all this space and they're finding clever, creative ways to use it. It's pretty smart, actually, because it'll bring a lot of people into the mall to shop the stores that are there, and this big space where Penny's was and Sears was now becomes the, you know, the big venue to go and have fun. Bring your family and get a lot of exercise, running around. Pretty good idea, actually. We're big into ideas here on the DJV program, 48 after the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
With so many of us working from home, it's never been more important to remain connected to your company and colleagues. And that's where Microsoft Teams comes in. Talk, type, collaborate, all in one place. Jason Brahman is from Microsoft.
The easiest way maybe to think about it is this open sort of digital environment for getting work done in this open office space. And so it does, it gives you all those attributes that you just talked about, which is kind of your virtual filing cabinet through things like OneNote or through OneDrive. Note-taking through OneNote, content creation through PowerPoint and Word. But the ability, obviously, is a big piece of the collaboration. And so whether that's through chat, which tends to be far more efficient than email, or whether it's through voice or video, much like you and I are doing right now, I don't have to navigate to different tools to do it. It gives me that one canvas or that one pane of glass to be able to operate in.
Teams is available with an Office 365 subscription.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Continuing on now, our weekly visit from Laura Banks. I am amazed. My experience with you is kind of like the person who buys a red car who never noticed a red car before. But now that right. You have a red car, everybody's got those damn red cars.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when you look around at horoscopes or things that are, you know, the convenience of looking at things to... You know, we're into Mercury retrograde. There's six planets. One of them's coming out, though, it seems to me. What's the planet that's coming out of retrograde? Isn't there one that's coming out this week?
Well, the big one, the biggie is going to be Mars on June 27th, and that will change. June 27th will be a big deal. Big deal. Mars
what?
And Aries.
How?
It's exalted. Well, it's exalted in the sign of Aries. So Mars is going to be at its best, at its brightest, at its most optimistic. So we're going to see everything kind of moving at a faster pace. It's going to cut through this other retrograde planet, these other five guys, with its Martian energy. We may see things come to a peak. It could get at its
in
worst.
In what period? The next
better.
6 months, 6 weeks, 6 hours?
Mars goes direct for 6 months. It's a 6 month deal. So from July 1, let's say, to the end of the year, things should start escalating in good ways, because I think all of us want to see a resolution to this. Let's just get through this.
Yeah.
Right? And I have so much
but
to talk about.
But if we do what we were talking earlier about with our guest Frank Butterfield, is not doing things too quickly, are we in danger of wanting to push this faster than it wants to go,
not with five planets that are retrograde, not with six out of eight of the planets, one going direct, is we're not going to get any kick in the pants that's going to be a problem. No.
Okay.
You know, we right now time is moving so slow for all of us, and so we're having to really...
I don't find it to be that way. I find my...
You're moving quickly. Well, you know, I am too. I'm moving pretty fast. And yet, it does feel like Groundhog Day, you know. It really does in so many ways. But this last solar eclipse, okay, was in Cancer. And that really shows us about our love lives, I think what's not being spoken about in the media too much is how much people are struggling with either loneliness or with partners that they're with that they're not sure they want to be with, and they think that now they get to know them, they want out. And yeah. so this last, especially with the virus,
people spend a lot of time together, and that's
yeah, like,
and
oh my gosh, who did I marry? Or
divorce city, right? Exactly.
Oh boy, yeah. You know.
Well, marriage choices are often awful. Usually, people make the wedding or make marriage choices for the completely wrong reason, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And because this solar eclipse was in Cancer and Mars going direct the end of this month, I think people will be making decisions in their relationships, because solar eclipses, you know, their width is for, you know, a while, a month or two eclipses, which is like a bookend. So, you know, between it being about relationships and it being about action, people are either going to go out and start mating again and dating rigorously, and or move on from who they're with, or decide they're going to stay put because it's in their best interest. But the focus is sort of on relationships for everyone now.
All right.
And finding fault in our partners, because we can't look back at ourselves, of course, which is a big thing we do.
All right. So now Venus goes retrograde fairly soon as well, right? What does that mean? Venus, the planet of love, la, la, la.
Yes.
What happens when Venus goes retrograde? You got one and then another. So basically they came in pretty quickly together, all of them in retrograde. Now they're falling off, or will fall off during the rest of the year, right?
Right. Well, we have an unfortunate tendency when Venus goes retrograde to want to get back with our exes. So it kind of throws you into sort of a reminiscent, you know, it was better when once kind of deal, you know. And I want to, you know, stay away from that.
You
know, just go buy a new pair of sheets instead, like I did. Right. Oh, my gosh. Doug, I bought those Giza sheets from my pillow. They're so good. No, I'm not. No one paid me here. I love those sheets. I was afraid, you know, but they're so good. Anyway.
I put on a new set this week as well. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Under the circumstances, we got all of these planets that are moving around and around and around.
Right.
People in need to change their beliefs. Is that part of this stuff? We're talking about the Black Lives Matter thing and our beliefs and getting into ruts and all of that. That's part of this. I mean, we certainly know the disruption comes from all the planets being wacko.
Well, I mean, a paradigm shift is what I would call it. Landmark Education, one of my favorite bodies of work available to anybody in the world, teaches shift your consciousness to a new way of thinking. If what you've been doing isn't working, you may want to try something else. And each sign has a different way to access this, kind of putting your foot in the door and having a new way of being. Like a Cancerian would have to shift away from focus on the home so much and nurturing and family, you know, and an Aries would need to sit back and take notes before going into movement. So each sign will act differently to have a breakthrough.
All right, there it is. You heard it from the lady who knows, Laura Banks, with her input here at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.